the sports voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good morning, high school hoop fans. Terrence Arney here alongside Rob LaFerry, and we are here at the Dog Pound for the annual Bulldog Invitational Holiday Tournament. And Rob, it's a little odd sitting in the gym this time of morning in the middle of the week.
Yeah, just a little bit, but that is the spirit of holiday tournaments right there, to get the early start and play all day, and that's exactly what we're going to see today. Four-team invitational, a bit of a different look, a much tougher field than what we've seen in years past. Batesville, Columbus North coming up at 10 o'clock, and then the noon game, Indianapolis, Ron Colley, and Pendleton Heights, two newcomers to this tournament. So it's a loaded field. It can shake out anyway. Should make for some good basketball, not just this morning, but this afternoon and this evening as well.
Yeah, an all-day event. And not only the games that we're talking about at the varsity level, Rob, but there's also this same tournament going on in the auxiliary gym with the JV teams. The exact same schools bringing in their JV teams. And when I had an opportunity to talk to some of these coaches about a week or so back, they were all very, very high on holiday tournaments in terms of giving their athletes the opportunity to get engaged with, as you mentioned, playing in that morning session there, to kind of simulate, if you would, what it would feel like should they make a deep playoff run.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, it's in recent years become more of a staple for high school programs to get into a holiday tournament. It was something 10 years ago that not a lot of teams were getting into, and now you pretty much see every team get into one over the Christmas break. So, you know, it's a good opportunity in season to go play for a championship, especially if you're Batesville, because this is a nice precursor to what you have coming up next week with the Ripley County tournament. So you're not just preparing for those March runs, those deep runs during the postseason there, but also when it matters most, that county tournament coming up in January.
So to kick things off, we've got the Bulldogs of Batesville hosting, of course, it's their tournament. They'll be hosting the Columbus North Bulldogs. Two syllables, two words, instead of the compound word that Batesville likes to use. That's the only way you can keep them apart, folks. It's the Bulldogs and the Bulldogs. That's coming up here in just a minute. We'll send it back to the station, come back, tell you a little bit more about these two teams as we continue with Countdown to Tip-Off on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student-athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Countdown to Tip-Off rolls on here from the doghouse. The Dog Pound, rather, where the Batesville Bulldogs are set to take on the Columbus North Bulldogs in Batesville's annual holiday tournament. And, Rob, you mentioned that this tournament, they kind of reshuffled the deck, if you would, brought in some perhaps higher caliber opponents. And this Columbus North team, despite their record, they would fit that bill, right?
Yeah, they would. This is a really good 4A program that plays a really good schedule. Now, unfortunately for Columbus North today, they are playing a couple players down, one of those being Max Coombs, who's averaging about 8 points per game. And both of those kids are starters, so Coombs alongside the other. So that kind of makes some other players for Columbus North have to step up and be brought up from the JV roster. We'll see how that fares, but they're a very battle-tested program. You look at their schedule, they're 2-4, but here's their losses. Heritage Christian, Seymour, Silver Creek, Columbus East. The only bad loss in there is Columbus East. They fell in that one 46-45, and Columbus North had an 8-point lead going into the fourth quarter. But then you look at the two wins that Columbus North does have. Martinsville back on December 2nd, 66-40. They beat Greenwood 44-39 back on December 9th. So it's a good schedule. That one's going to compete with about any other team around this area who plays a schedule of the southeastern Indiana variety. So they're ready to go, and I will say their leading scorer is in tow today. Caleb Ferguson averages about 16 points per game. That's going to be a real challenge for Batesville's defense.
Well, you talk about the scoring with what they're missing in terms of starters today, and then, of course, their leading scorer. That's going to be paramount for this Columbus North team, simply because points will be a premium for them. They've had difficulties getting above 50 in their games, whether they win or lose. Again, a lot of that, Rob, is going to speak to the caliber of defenses they're going up against, but at the same time, points are points, and they've had a hard time getting them.
Well, and the scary thing is for Columbus North, what they have to be concerned about on a couple fronts. Number one, this Batesville team just held South Ripley to 40 points the other night in a big win down in Versailles. They've got that to worry about, and we know this Batesville team can play defense not just with the full court pressure, but with the 2-3 zone as well. The other thing is, yeah, Caleb Ferguson averages 16 points per game for you, but if you got two starters out of the rotation due to injury, that means Batesville can put even more focus on him defensively. That's going to have to force others to step up. Do they have those kinds of kids that can do that? We'll find out here in just a little bit.
No doubt about that. We come back. We're going to take another quick break, come back, and talk more about the Bulldog, the host team of this tournament, and what they offer to this tilt here that'll be getting started in about 5 minutes. About five more minutes, we'll have tip-off here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to Countdown to Tip-Off. Terrence Arney alongside Rob LaFerry. Coming to you from the Dog Pound here, where the Bulldogs are set to host the Columbus North Bulldogs in Session 1 of this holiday tournament. We talked a little bit, Rob, about Columbus North. Let's focus in on this Bulldog team riding high on a several-game winning streak. And I can't get the words echoed out of my head when Coach Garrett said what he said about the loss at Southwestern, said they had a bad taste in their mouth, and they have really gone on a scorched earth tour, if you would, to exercise those demons.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, talk about back-to-back wins against East Central and South Ripley, and to get the win over South Ripley the way they did last Thursday night, that's a 20-point ball game. They're up by 9 going into the fourth quarter, and they go off on that huge run to end on a good note, and I think many people anticipating that very well could be your Ripley County Tournament Championship game.
Yes.
Next Saturday night, we've still got a ways to go before that, but this team is firing on all cylinders right now, and I think the big thing right now for Coach Garrett and company, what's really helping them, a lot better fundamental basketball.
Yes.
The careless mistakes have went away for the last couple of ball games, and that's really the big thing. We know this team can play defense. We know they can shoot the ball. They can run in transition. They can do every little thing, but some of those careless mistakes had to be cleaned up, and they have done that. And the other thing that I think Batesville has done extremely well, they've dictated the tempo the last two ball games against East Central and South Ripley. They didn't play East Central's pace. Mm-hmm. They didn't let South Ripley just run up and down the floor and score at will last Thursday night. They are doing things their way. When Batesville can do that, it's a very dangerous Bulldog club you got to deal with.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They are very good about being able to dictate the style of ball that they want to play. But the other part of that, and you kind of alluded to it, once they were able to control the high number of turnovers, turnovers plagued them in the loss to Greensburg. Turnovers definitely plagued them down at Southwestern. Once they were able to curb that number, and Coach Garrett will tell you, he wants to keep that in 10 or less, you know, throughout the ball game. When they can do that, they've almost been unstoppable. It's a three-headed monster on offense between Cade Kaiser, Sam Johnson, and Jack Gronkemeyer. But what's really nice, Rob, is it doesn't matter which one on any given night, either one of them can lead this team.
Well, they're your go-to guys in terms of that scoring. But I think, to me, the two underrated guys the last couple weeks have been Trenton Lewis and Gus Prickley.
Yes.
You've got that big three who can do the damage. Those two direct the traffic for this yep. Batesville team, not just in terms of offense, but on defense, too. It's a duo that's done some really good things. I'm really excited to see how they perform today in this tournament.
Let's step away for the playing of the national anthem. We'll come back with live action from the Batesville Holiday Tournament here at the Dog Pound. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. From accident victims to premature babies, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure blood is available when it's needed. On Tuesday, January 9th, join Margaret Mary Health and Hawksworth Blood Center for a blood drive held in a donor bus outside the hospital. Before donating, be sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of fluids. To schedule an appointment, call 1-800-830-1091.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball. Being brought to you this morning in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings. Terrence Arney here with you alongside Rob LaFerry as we get set for the annual Batesville Holiday Invitational. And Rob, you mentioned this has really been a staple throughout this part of the state. Teams hosting or attending these holiday tournaments. The coaches like it in terms of being able to get their teams ready for tournament play, whether it be another in-season tournament. And actually, I just want to talk about that for a second, this whole concept of the in-season tournament. Even the NBA is getting in on the action of having those in-season tournaments. And it's been big for them, but I think it's really big for high schools.
Well, you know, again, it's an opportunity, especially at the high school level. It avoids a huge layover between right before Christmas and going in to the new year and going into January. So you get that opportunity to go in for about a week or so and prepare to play some ball games. And it gives you that tournament feel as well. But, you know, I think it just ultimately, whether it's a college holiday tournament, an NBA in-season tournament, it just gives you an opportunity to play for a championship of some sort. And that always plays dividends and fuel some motivation for you, especially during these times where during the holidays, there's plenty of other distractions, but it does keep your mind focused on the game of basketball.
What do you have in the way of starters for us this morning?
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at Columbus North. Again, 2-4 on the year. A 6'1 guard, number 5, Caleb Ferguson. He is a sophomore. Wearing number 23, a 6'4 junior, that is Nolan Pickup. The third guard will be a 5'9 junior, number 24, Ben Ferguson. Then the two forwards, a 6'4 sophomore, number 41, Drew Schaefer, and a 6'4 junior, number 44, Garrett Long. Again, for Columbus North, it'll be Ferguson, Nolan Pickup, Ben Ferguson, Drew Schaefer, and Garrett Long. And for Batesville, it's the usual suspects, Trenton Lewis, Gus Prickle, Cade Kaiser, Sam Johnson, and Jack Grunkemeyer.
And the aforementioned Cade Kaiser in the center circle, jump things off to get things going. And once again, Bulldogs win the tip. I struggled to
remember. When's the last time they lost one?
Thank you. That was my point. I struggled to remember a tip they haven't won to open up a ball game. They go inside. A little entry pass for Kaiser, tipped away by Columbus. Columbus in their road blues, blue tops, blue bottoms, trimmed out in white.
Same nickname, same color scheme.
It makes it difficult, doesn't it? Kaiser goes up for a shot. It's rejected. He gets it back, though, sends it back up top to Lewis, and Lewis is going to reset the offense, that steady hand that you mentioned in the open, to kind of get the Bulldogs going.
Yeah, Columbus North is going to run a really aggressive zone defense. They're doing a good job packing things up the middle. Near turnover, but Grunkemeyer saves it. They'll reset again. The Bulldogs will.
Good thing for these Bulldogs, they play against the zone every day in practice. So nothing they haven't seen, except it's inverted there, a 3-2 instead of the 2-3. They like to play Kaiser again. Strong move to the rack, and that one's knocked away. Kaiser blocked twice on this possession, but the Bulldogs showing some patience, holding tough. Prickle up top finds Grunkemeyer. He throws one down in the corner for Lewis. Lewis high above the head, kicks it back up for Prickle. Prickle looks inside that zone, has a man there, kicks it to the corner from the wing. Back inside, and look at these crisp passes here as they work it all the way around. All five, Rob, got in on the action.
Well, what you got Columbus North doing right now defensively, they're running the 3-2 zone. What Batesville's trying to do is they're trying to get some action to create in the middle to draw that defense up, and then you can dumb down. But Columbus North's spacing on this zone has been near perfection here inside the first minute 10.
So a tip away. Bulldogs still have possession here. Lewis brings it across the timeline, puts things into motion. Johnson on the wing, back up top to Lewis. Prickle's going to let a three fly from the near wing. Two bounces off the rim, won't go down, and off and running. Here go Columbus North. Ferguson brings it up the floor, has it on the right wing, looks inside, swings it out to the near for Caleb Ferguson. And they go inside to the big man. Heavily contested shot there, won't go, gets the rebound, puts it back up again, and it won't go again. And doing the work there was Drew Schaefer, the 6'4 sophomore, and
he has got some padding to bang around down low for sure.
I'm going to imagine he plays two sports, and the other one better be football. Kaiser's just above the free throw line with the jumper to break this 0-0 tie. Bulldogs on the board first. Ferguson, and that was Ben Ferguson that brings it up quickly. Goes inside to Drew. Then Caleb gets a quick bounce pass. They go out on the wing. Three ball on the way, and it's good. Garrett Long, 6'4 junior, gets Columbus North on the board. It's 3-2 North.
And we said in the pregame that they're going to need someone to step up and help Caleb Ferguson out today, and Long perhaps could be that guy.
Johnson got inside that zone briefly, finds Lures up top, who lets a three ball fly, and it's good. So the Bulldogs with a quick answer to regain the two-point lead with 5:08 left to go in the first. Ferguson to Ferguson. Caleb dumps it down, gets it back to Ben on the wing. They go back inside. Good crisp pass in here from up top. Drew Schaefer is going to give it back up. Caleb Ferguson, little jumper there above the volleyball service line, is good. Tie ball game. Prickle quickly into the defense and a chase down block over the top. But they're going to say that Prickle was fouled in the act of shooting as they got into his body, so he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Foul's going to go against Columbus North, number 23, Nolan Pickup. That's his first, team's first. And one way that Batesville can beat this 3-2 zone is running up and down the floor, going in transition, and not allowing Columbus North to get set up. First one for Prickles, no good.
Got a lot of iron, did Prickle, but no nylon to go with it. His second free throw is good, so it's a one-point ball game. Batesville with the lead. Some token pressure here, easily broken. Ben finds Caleb. That's the Ferguson boys doing a lot of the work here for Columbus. Back down in the corner. They go inside to Schaefer. Schaefer puts it on the deck, tries to back down Kaiser, but Kaiser with that long length, able to renegotiate that shot, no good. Rebound down to Columbus. A second shot, Caleb Ferguson, no good. Rebound over to Lures. Lures initiates the fast break, and another easy two for the Bulldogs of Batesville.
Quick five for Lures.
Well, you mentioned his importance to this offense, and he's really showing it here. Another quick outlet pass, bounce pass over to Lures. Lures going to wait on the defense, sends it back around. The extra pass finds Prickle on the wing. Three ball, no good. Gets his own rebound and puts it back up still. No good. Schaefer again anchoring as a rim protector. Kind of caused that missed shot. Kickball from Grunkemeyer, two-sport athlete. Be playing baseball later this season, and then in the fall, we'll be playing for Northwestern.
Schaefer coming out of the ball game. You've got Mason Acton, number three, so a smaller lineup right now in for Columbus North. There's a turnover.
Another steal. Kaiser and Lures. Kaiser just too hard off the backboard. A little indecision on what he wanted to do, but back the other way comes Ferguson. Ferguson shot no good. Rebound down to Sam Johnson. Johnson quickly across the timeline. Got to go with a cross-court pass that's easily picked off. And now it's going to be Ben Ferguson trailing the play, lays it in for two. 8-7, your ball game down. And now some full-court pressure here from Columbus North. Bulldogs with some good passing back and forth. And then Kaiser going to draw contact from Garrett Long. Again, some good size on this team between Garrett Long and Drew Schaefer for Columbus. It's making it kind of difficult for the Bulldogs at the rim.
First foul against Garrett Long. First free throw for Kaiser is good. Braden Maple going to come in for the first time today. And it's going to be Trenton Lures. Make that Gus Prickle, rather, getting a much-deserved breather.
Cade Kaiser's first free throw was good. He's got one more coming. He drains them both, giving the Bulldogs of Batesville a three-point lead. Pretty decent crowd, considering It's a 10 a.m. start time here, right?
Some people have to work, unlike us. We don't call this work. This is a hobby at this point in the morning.
Down low for Long. Long's going to kick it back up top. Checking in is Mason Acton. Acton seeing some, that was his first action for Columbus North. They go down on the baseline, kick it back up. Ferguson for three. Off the rim, rebound, Columbus. No one in to protect the rim there, and an easy turnaround for Caleb Ferguson, 10-9. Lures from the opposite wing, three ball, high off the back iron, rebound down to Grunk. Grunk, cross-court pass picked up by Kaiser. Johnson, straightaway three is good. And as you mentioned, this Columbus North team, that zone, they play it really, really well. The only weakness is that three ball, and the Bulldogs have been able to find it early and often here. And look at the body control from Sam Johnson as he leans in to avoid contact and banks it off the glass for two.
4 points off of turnovers now for Batesville, and Johnson now with a quick five. Going to send Prickle back in for Batesville. And we will see if this will be for T. Lou, and it will be. So Lewis comes out of the ball game. Big charge here for Batesville, as they have really done a nice job with that 1-2-2 full court pressure. It's resulted in a couple Columbus North turnovers, and now Batesville beginning to convert.
And don't forget, Johnson was fouled on that leaner. So he's going to shoot a free throw to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. A 16-9. All alone and able to wait for Kaiser's jump was Garrett Long. And as Kaiser's on his way down, he put the shot up for two. 16-11 with a minute and a half left to go. Cross court to Maple in the corner. Maple puts it on the deck. One dribble, then goes right back across for Johnson. Johnson finds Kaiser up top. Going to get it back in the corner. Johnson, they collapsed on him quickly. He wanted to let that one fly. Inside for Gronkemeyer, a lot of contact, loose ball, gets it away to Prickle. All alone is Johnson, but again, a quick recovery by this Columbus North defense. Going to send it up to Kaiser. He's going to reset and slow it down just a little bit. Under a minute now.
Yeah, I feel like the tempo right now is not favoring Batesville, especially from an offensive standpoint. This Columbus North team is going to have the ability to run with you here. So you just go here for round one. You'll put Kaiser at the free throw line. You don't have to do anything here. Watch for Kaiser to come follow out here on the perimeter and come get the basketball.
33 ticks left here. Prickle goes back up for Grunkmeyer. Grunk on the far wing there, trying to work that zone to loosen it up a little bit. Comes back to the near side. Prickle has it now with 20 to go. Prickle all covered up, gives it back up to Grunk. And now Prickle, as Grunk goes inside, Maple back to Prickle, swings to the near side, finds Kaiser inside. Kaiser going to make a play at the rim. A lot of contact, no foul call. They get the rebound. 1 second left. Good as it goes, and it is. It is good. Prickle with a big three to close out that first quarter. 19-11, the score after one. We'll be right back with more on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you by Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. First quarter action in the books. Bulldogs with a 19-11 lead, Rob.
Got a big three-pointer at the end of the first quarter by Gus Prickle. Batesville, from a two-point standpoint, not very sharp in the first quarter, just 3 of 9, but how about 3 of 5 from the three-point line and really getting going late. Columbus North tries to answer, but no good. Batesville in transition.
Maple gets that rebound, brings it up the floor across the timeline, drops it off for Prickle, then gets it back. Maple on the wing. Goes back up top for Gus, and then Sam Johnson on the opposite side of the floor has it. And now Grunk, high above the head. Batesville continue to move against this zone. No one standing still here. They go inside for Maple. Maple, quick catch and release. He's going to be fouled, and he'll shoot two.
Well, I liked it right there because we mentioned Columbus North has played a really aggressive 3-2 zone here so far in the first half, but that time their three front guys came up too far. The bottom two did as well. So what that allowed is Maple to drop down, get wide open. He heads to the free throw line for two and makes the first.
Yeah, nice move there from Maple. One of the things we've documented throughout this season with this Batesville squad is when Coach Garrett goes to the bench and he brings in his substitutes, he's just not buying time with minutes. These guys contribute all down, you know, 1 through 7, all across the board. Columbus, a nice find on the back door along the baseline, and Garrett Long.
He's got 7 points, and I think one thing defensively that Coach Garrett cannot be happy about, the fact that Columbus North has scored 10 of their 13 points inside against the zone, that should not be happening.
You're exactly right there. We'll see what adjustments they make. Meanwhile, Maple has it inside the zone, kicks it back up top. The extra pass for Sam Johnson, and he drains the three from the near wing. The three ball. Been very good to the Bulldogs. They've got a 10-point lead.
4 triples now for Batesville. Johnson's got 2 of them.
A little bit of a trap there right at the timeline. Columbus North gets it off. 3 ball. Doesn't draw iron, and then a block from Bronkemeyer, still with Columbus North, and just battling inside was Garrett Long, and Long has an opportunity now for the three-point play as his two-point basket was good and he was fouled.
So you take a look right now at Garrett Long. He's got a total of 9. But when you go and look at the statistics for Columbus North this year, Long coming in averaging just 4 points a game.
Wow. Well, you asked the question, who would step up? And it looks like Long answered the call. He completes the old-fashioned three. That foul was put on Sam Johnson, just his first team's first here in this second quarter. 23-16, Batesville on top. Had pushed the lead all the way up to 10, and Columbus North battled back. Cut it down to 7. Maple on the near wing, looking, searching. T. Lou going to let a straightaway through fly. Didn't get enough on it, but a good hustle underneath.
Nice find.
As Maple gets the rebound, a wraparound pass for Gronkemeyer, who lays it in for 2. Bulldogs hitting on all cylinders right now. Down on the right-hand side with the floater, Caleb Ferguson. Good for 2, 25-18 now. Early goings of the second quarter. You can see Columbus North not wanting to let the Bulldogs get too far in front of them. Baseline, skip pass across the lane, finds Kaiser, who goes in on the left side and drops this one in inside. 9-point ball game with Batesville on top. Good passing there. That one, though, got away as they were going big to big.
That pass,
big.
Not so much.
Yeah.
That was great ball movement up until that point. Schaefer back in and just threw one way too high.
Yes.
I will say this has been remotely a clean ball game. Only 4 combined turnovers between these two. Columbus North's got 3 of them.
Well, and I think that's attributes to the willingness for these teams to move. I mean, no one is stagnant there. A turnover for the Bulldogs.
Maybe we should stop talking.
It seems like every
good
time.
Good passes, turnover. Hardly any turnovers, turnover.
That's exactly what's going on. Columbus North with the ball.
Travel.
No call there, and they pass it off for 3. No good. Rebound, Grunk. Grunk sends it up the floor to Prickle. Prickle Going to slow down, wait for Kaiser, who was running the floor, tried to jam it home, but it goes off the rim. He was in a lot of traffic, had to hang on there for a minute. Glad they didn't call anything on him. Back the other way, flat shot from Schaefer. Stood flat-footed on that one, didn't get enough on it, and a rebound down to the Batesville, and back the other way. Yeah, if you pick the Bulldogs to win, you're right. And it's the Batesville variety of Bulldogs that has the ball and the lead right now. 27-18, 4:09 to play. Kaiser gets pushed off his spot there, and they're going to call a foul.
It's going to be a second foul on Nolan Pickup. Substitution getting ready to come in for Batesville. My guess is Kaiser's going to come out. Oh, I take that back. Kaiser's going to stay in. They're going to go ahead and put Maple out, Johnson back in. I thought maybe because of the missed dunk that Coach Garrett might let Kaiser think about that one on the bench for a little bit, but does not.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I've had this conversation with Coach Garrett in particular about Cade Kaiser finishing. And Garrett is of the mindset, quit playing around, just dunk it. So that won't hurt his feelings to see him go up strong like that. But, yeah, he's got to make those. Columbus North going to bring it up the floor, trailing by nine. Ball rests in the hands of Judah Lewis. Lewis dumps it inside. They're looking for Schaefer. Contested. And they're going to say off the fingertips of Grunt. So it'll stay with Columbus North here. Caleb Ferguson's going to inbound this one underneath his own basket. Nice find there. Cutting to the basket was Mason Acton. His shot no good, but a nice follow-up and another 2 points for Columbus North. Prickle running the floor. Sends it up, sends it back as Kaiser can't get the free throw right off the elbow shot to go. 27-20. Schaefer looking down low. Bounce pass inside, trying to work around Grunt. Grunt bodied him up pretty good, but the loose ball finds Caleb Ferguson, and he finds a three.
Yeah, he's starting to find his rhythm. He has quietly now put together 7 points here in the second quarter. He's got 11 for the game.
What was a 10-point ball game for Batesville is now a two-possession game. Bulldogs trying to get back on top here in terms of scoring. It's 27-23. Batesville with the lead. Prickle from the near wing. High off the iron. Down to Schaefer. Another good defensive rebound. They're off and running. Bulldogs of Batesville quickly back on defense. They set up the 2-3 zone. Left the back door open again. Cross the lane. Three ball from the corner. Miss there. And these are the times you need the serenade of the student section is T. Lou with the reverse layup as he ran the floor beautifully. And Bulldogs able to get a score here. Hadn't scored in quite a few moments here in the second. 29-23 the score. Right at about 2 minutes left to go here. Schaefer from the free throw line. Thought about it. Puts it on the floor. Drives on the smaller Cade Kaiser, but those hops, Kaiser, skies above, swats that one out of the air, and Batesville going the other way.
Nice pass.
Three ball from Johnson, no good, as Grunt was going to the floor, hit a behind-the-back pass, and Columbus North, they are really out and running now. You mentioned the pace, that fast pace not favoring Batesville, and Columbus North is making the most of it.
Well, they're physical, they're quick. They recover so nicely, and right now there's some key statistics we'll talk about at halftime that's allowing them to make this comeback. And statistics that if I'm Aaron Garrett, I'm not real thrilled about. There's another missed shot by Kaiser. He gets his own rebound, misses again, then it goes out of bounds. I'm all in favor of letting your kids figure it out on the floor.
Yep.
I think Batesville could really benefit from a timeout here late before halftime.
Yeah, that, especially once that came, that 10-point lead turned into a two-possession ball game. Would have been a good time there to kind of get their attention, if you would, and get back on track.
Neither team's called a timeout yet
today. No, this has been a free-flowing game.
They do not get to carry over with you to the to the nice games.
T. Lou has it up top, swings it around. Johnson on the wing. Kaiser eyes a three. But with just 52 seconds, not going to take it. Kizer, though, gets another shot at a three. In and out. Kaiser's gone cold since a hot start. And that's going to give Caleb Ferguson an opportunity to perhaps hold for the final shot. They don't. A quick 2 points. This time, Nolan Pickup drains it. Two-point ball game with 30 seconds left. No doubt Batesville is going to try to hold here. And that's if Columbus North will let them. Pressure on Lures. Sold out for the steal there, but Gronk able to secure it. 17 seconds now. Back to T. Lou. Lures looking inside. Prickle as well as Johnson there. They run out of that. Down in the corner. Dump it inside for Gronk. Gronk, the turnaround jumper. Nothing there. Kind of a wild shot. Didn't really get his feet set. And that's going to do it for this first half. Columbus North at one point trailed by 10, but they close within two. As we head to the halftime break, Batesville 29, Columbus North 27. We'll be back in just a bit on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back, Hoop fans. It is halftime here from the Dogtown Bulldogs of Batesville. They lead Columbus North 29-27, and it was a pretty exciting, free-flowing first half of action, Rob, as Bulldogs in that first quarter really found some rhythm with the three ball, had a 19-11 lead after one, but Columbus North not running and hiding, not going away. They fight their way back. In fact, win the second quarter, a 16-10 quarter for Columbus North. And that's where we sit at the halftime break with Batesville with a two-point lead.
Yeah, the key word for me for Columbus North is fight. They have scrapped and clawed to get themselves back into this ball game here this morning. And they are doing a lot of little things, which is adding up to a big run, which we saw at the end of the second quarter. A couple things stand out for me from a team stat standpoint. Rebounding-wise, pretty well even, 15 for Columbus North. We're at 16 for Batesville, so that's pretty much well evened out. But what stands out for Columbus North, 9 second-chance points off of their 7 offensive rebounds. Batesville's only got 2 second-chance points off of 8 offensive rebounds. Columbus North, and this is against a Batesville defense right now that's playing 2-3 zone, 18 points in the paint. They've been able to get in there. I thought Garrett Long did a good job of that. You know, Drew Schaefer does not score in that first half, but he's a body down there who's able to get inside. And then you saw Caleb Ferguson able to penetrate as well. So for me, that's a big statistic and something that Batesville has to be able to cut down on to get back out to a comfortable margin. The shooting numbers for Batesville, not as pleasant from a three-point standpoint as they were from the first quarter. Batesville finishes shooting 4 of 10 from 3, but 3 of those came in the first quarter. They were 1 of 5 in the second frame. Altogether, the Bulldogs shooting just 10 of 27, and from two-point range right now, this group is 6 of 17. On the other side, Columbus North shooting-wise, they are 2 of 7 from 3, 9 of 19 from two-point range, but they were 5 of 9 in that second quarter to push up and get this ball game to within two. So to me, it's a little things game right now. It's an adjustment game for me. Batesville has to be able to come back out, make adjustments, especially defensively. You can still play that zone if you want to, but you have got to shore things up, especially take away that area inside where Columbus North is starting to produce.
It's halftime. Bulldogs 29 of Batesville, Columbus North 27, and other action throughout Indiana. Also halftime at the Ivy Tech Holiday Invitational. Ivy Tech leads the DeVry Demons 32-28. You know you wanted that score. We'll be back with
who's
more.
Who's the winner play? The University of Phoenix Pelicans?
You're wrong for that. We've got more halftime for you here in just a second from the halftime show. We'll be right back. Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SCIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
Support local restaurants and save. Here are today's deals on meals from Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ertl Cellars Winery.
Today for lunch at Ertl Cellars, treat yourself to their chicken Philly sandwich with your choice of french fries, coleslaw, or fruit. Or their house salad with langostino lobster served with seafood ranch dressing. Either option's just $15. Today for lunch at Ertl Cellars Winery.
The Toros in Batesville.
It's a Pollo California kind of day at the Toros. Grilled chicken strips with onions, mushrooms, zucchini, and cheese sauce, served with rice, beans, and chips for $7.75. Today at the Toros in Batesville.
The Big Four Cafe.
The Big Four Cafe is now open 7 days a week for breakfast and lunch, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. What's better than breakfast or lunch at the Big Four Cafe? Being able to order from their expertly curated beer and wine list, of course. Must be 21 with valid ID.
WRBI's Deals on Meals. Weekday mornings at just after 7:45, 10:45. And 11:45 on 103.9 WRBI.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
It's halftime here at the Dog Pound. Batesville leads Columbus North 29-27. This, of course, game one of the Bulldog Batesville Invitational Holiday Tournament. The second session will feature Pendleton Heights. They'll be taking on Roncalli Royals, and then winners will play in the championship game this evening. This afternoon, the consolation game will take place as well. Where will these Batesville Bulldogs end up, championship or consolation? We'll find out here in a couple of minutes. Terrence Arney alongside Rob LaFerre. And Rob, Bulldogs started off hot, looked like they were going to run away and hide, and Columbus North said, not so fast, my friend.
Yeah, a buddy of mine just put it best. You know what? That Batesville shot the ball well and was able to knock down those three-pointers in the first quarter. And then second half, or second quarter, rather, kind of started straying away from that. You saw the 4 of 13 shooting number for Batesville in the second quarter. They made just 1-3 in the second frame, and a lot of what they did offensively seemed pretty well forced. And then for Columbus North, you know, I thought they navigated Batesville's defense awfully well, especially after being down double figures to go and make that push. Already mentioned the 18 points in the paint for Columbus North, which is big for them. 9 second chance points off of offensive rebounds pays dividends as well. Real quickly, do want to go over the scoring from the first half. You take a look at Columbus North, they've got 2 players in double figures. You've got Caleb Ferguson with 11, Garrett Long with 10, then Ben Ferguson has 2, and Nolan Pickup has 2. And then for Batesville, it's been more well-rounded for them, and they've had a lot of guys in on the action. They are being led in scoring by Sam Johnson with 9. Trenton Lewis has a total of 7. Kay Kaiser has 6. Gus Prickle with 4. Jack Grunkemeyer with 2. And Braden Maple with 1. I think offensively the big thing for Batesville is you've got to get that quick ball movement back up and going. You're still trying to penetrate through that Columbus North zone. See if you can get some action in the middle, draw that defense, make the kick out, or you can make the dump underneath. You do that, Batesville's in a much better spot offensively, which would allow them to be in a better position to come away and pull this one out for a victory.
Yes, and some missed opportunities for Batesville there in that first half. Most glaring were some of the bunnies, some of the easy, the gimmies inside down low. And again, credit Columbus North. They've got a lot of size there. 2 individuals between Long and Schaefer at 6'4", and you can tell that's bothering particularly Kaiser a little bit when he's trying to finish.
Well, I think, you know, for Kaiser, you're going up against a big body. You've got the athletic ability.
Yep.
For Kaiser, he has the advantage there. Schaefer's got that big body, though. And then, you know, on the other end, Kaiser has to put some focus on Schaefer off defensively because he has to go body him up one-on-one. And what that's doing is that takes away a bottom guy on that zone, and that's allowing Columbus North to weave through and get a couple easy looks. Second half underway.
T. Lou's going to bring it across the timeline and hand off to Prickle. Prickle finds Johnson on the near wing. They immediately go inside to Grunk. Grunk pounding inside. I think he was anticipating a foul, and he gets it. No, he doesn't get called. The foul's not called. That's just going to be a throwaway. That shot went over the backboard.
Yeah, defender had his arms straight up, and, you know, you can't anticipate. This has been a game where the officials have not called much. I think there's only about 5 fouls combined in this one so far, so can't anticipate. You still got to be able to go through the contact and connect.
Ferguson's going to let a 3 fly from up top. Rebound to Johnson. Up ahead to Kaiser. Kaiser turns away. Normally, that's a spot where he just attacks the rim, but he turned away, kicked it out to Johnson. Johnson, 3 from the wing, no good. And no one able to score here yet in the second half.
Well, for Batesville, both the shot opportunities so far have been quick shots.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the ball movement that they did so well in the first quarter.
Speaking of ball movement, as a cut down the baseline results in a reverse layup and 2 points, and we got us a tie ball game to start the third quarter. Johnson shakes off the 3. Lures, though, let it fly. Front of the rim, no good. No rebound. North off and running. Ferguson stops, pumps, goes down low for Garrett Long, and Long continues his assault inside the paint. 31-29, Columbus North's first lead of the night.
Batesville's got to take a timeout.
Got a kick ball there. It'll stay with the Bulldogs, and let's see how the Bulldogs react. Again, they've up until this point, Rob, they've led the entire way. And let's see if Columbus North can clamp down on this defense and increase the lead. They look for Johnson. Johnson in the corner. They want to skip it across for Prickle, but another kickball as Long sticks one of his long legs out.
When you're trying to make that bounce pass, too, not just against the leg kicking up, but then you've got Schaefer right in front of you. That's quite the wall to try and get through.
Mm-hmm. They throw this one out up top. Johnson tracks it down. One dribble, then gives it to Prickle. Prickle goes back to Johnson on the near wing as they attempt to trap. Johnson gets rid of it. Inside now Grunt puts it on the floor, tries around the corner against Schaefer. Off the rim, another defensive rebound for Columbus North. They quickly bring it up the floor. They go inside very decisively to Long. Long spins, turns. Kaiser smacks it out of his hand. And Prickle just got two ahead of his skis there, loses the ball, another turnover. North down the right side of the lane and was looking inside. Nobody was there. Closest person to that ball was Grunkemeyer, and he kicks it out of bounds, and there's the timeout you were looking for, maybe 2 minutes too late.
Well, it's taken by Columbus North, not Batesville.
We'll take a quick timeout as well. 29-31, Columbus North the lead on Country 103.9, WRBI, and the new WRBI app.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
High school basketball brought to you by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. 29-31, Columbus North with the lead and the ball. They dump it inside right through the open hands of Schaefer, and T. Lou, averaging about two steals per game, steals that one away to give the Bulldogs of Batesville another possession. Kaiser goes around the corner. Quick first step there, Rob. And he can do that seemingly anytime he wants to, but that's the first time he really exploded past Schaefer.
Well, it was a good chance for them to finally have an opening to go attack.
And that ties this ball game up at 31 apiece from the free throw line. A little set shot, no good. Lures skies in for the rebound. Outlet pass to Kaiser. Kaiser's got to pull up at the three-point line. Shot, no good. And there goes that quick shot you talked about. Tried to get something going in transition, but didn't come up that way. And on the other end, Long goes in, goes right into the body of Kaiser. Kaiser, those long arms, renegotiates the shot. It's missed. Back the other way for Batesville, and Prickle misses his shot. Straightaway three. Lures got him.
Well, Lures is the guy I think right now you want shooting that shot. Johnson was a hot hand early, but T. Lou's been a real consistent presence for you offensively when he's been able to get shots off.
Gives the Batesville Bulldogs the three-point lead, 34-31 with 4:10 left here in the third. Shot no good, down to Grunkemeyer. Grunk going to bring it up the floor, looks into the corner. Prickle is there, back up top. Johnson swings to T. Lou, the hot hand, dumps it underneath, kicks it back out. Prickle from the far wing, no good, tapped out. Kaiser gets it, turnaround jumper in there. Bulldogs starting to settle down a little bit. Batesville, that is. Rob, and on a little mini run here.
Well, I feel like the tempo is starting to favor them a little bit more. Foul there called on Lures. That'll be his first, team's first. But the other thing, Columbus North is starting to play the identical game that Batesville has played a lot of offensively, and that's just one quick pass and then a shot. Columbus North's not going to win the ball game this way, and Batesville's going to take that tempo and take that kind of play because that's going to allow them more opportunities, even though offense right now not quite where it needs to be.
Maple's going to come in for Prickle. Garrett likes to bring him in because of his length. Let's see if that upsets some of these ball handlers for Columbus North. Ball down in the corner. Puts it on the floor, does pickup, hits the bottom of the rim, fights to get the rebound. Then Kaiser with the block, but they're going to say they got into the body. And the Bulldogs pick up two fouls here in the third. No fouls called against Columbus North. Kaiser's first. And as you mentioned, really hasn't been a lot of that. Not a lot of calls fouled. Is acting. Excuse me, last pickup. Excuse me, pickup. First free throw is good. He's got another coming. It's good as well, and Columbus North draws within three.
It's only three free throw opportunities today for Columbus North, but they've hit all three.
Token pressure. Bulldogs get across the line. Maple on the wing. Dribble drive inside the arc, then kicks it back up top. Johnson, cross court to Maple. Maple can't resist the open three. Doesn't draw iron. It was online, but not enough juice to it. Ferguson, up top to Ferguson. Long, dribble drive inside, and they was looking for Long to cut down the back door. He didn't. They sent it up ahead, but too far in front. T. Lewis can't catch up with it, and the baseball throws this one away. They got the stop on one end, Rob, but execution on the fast break, a little sloppy.
I feel like execution for both teams right now, not the prettiest it's been today.
Columbus North now with the ball inside the Long. Long high above the head, looking for a cutter. No one there. Puts it on the floor. Goes right into Kaiser and rises above, elevates, drops it in for two. Kaiser now back the other way, going coast to coast. And Long making plays on both ends of the floor. He knocks that one away from Kaiser. Out of bounds, so Batesville will bring this in underneath their own basket with the one-point lead. T. Lou up top from his favorite spot. They dump in quickly, and Gronk is going to draw the foul. And maybe that's what Batesville needs to concentrate on, is being aggressive down low and maybe hang some fouls on Schaefer and Long and get one, or if not both of them, off the floor.
Well, for Long, that's going to be his second foul. I would agree with you. I think that, you know, Batesville has settled too much offensively with the outside shot. Grunkemeyer goes in, hits the free throw. Their best game plan is to go downhill with Kaiser and then have Grunk down there along with Johnson to collect some trash for you, because that's where those three could be most effective. Just have not seen it too much here so far this morning.
So right on cue, Long is going to check out. Of course, they'll bring Schaefer in his place. And Kaiser defensively has had better luck against Schaefer than he has against Long. We'll see how that matchup goes. 38-35, Batesville with the three-point lead. Columbus North, though, with the ball. They dump it into Schaefer. Kaiser. Oh, and the nice spin move. Tried to finish with the left hand, but was short, as Kaiser had kind of kept him off his spot just a little bit. Kaiser on the floor, goes right at Schaefer, and his shot no good. So it's a stalemate between Schaefer and Kaiser right now. Three ball coming from North, got him. The straightaway three to tie things up. Judah Lewis drained that one, and Lewis tried to sell out for the steal, but a good tap from Grunk saved that one.
No but need to hurry here.
They go inside, open straightaway three. The Bulldogs like those straightaway threes. Prickle drains that one. That forces a timeout on the floor as the Bulldogs lead the other Bulldogs. That's Batesville 41, Columbus North 38. Back in a sec. Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
This January, Margaret Mary Health's excited to welcome Dr. Ed Negovetic to the medical staff. As a physiatrist, Dr. Negovetic uses a non-surgical approach to treat medical conditions that cause pain or limit function. Conditions he treats include sports injuries, concussions, arthritis, and spine, joint, muscle, and nerve pain. With over 15 years of experience in the field, Dr. Negovetic is committed to helping you regain strength, mobility, and independence. For an appointment, call 812-934-6638.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings. Terrence Arney alongside Rob LaFerrin. Just under a minute left to go in the third. Bulldogs holding on to the three-point lead, but Columbus North lets a quick three fly to try to tie it up. And they call jump ball as Lewis got tangled up with Ferguson. Lewis had secured the rebound and was looking to head up the floor, Rob, but Ferguson came in and just tied him up. Ensuing inbounds for Columbus North. They go down on the baseline. Long is checked back in from the free throw line. The jumper's pure.
Remember, this kid only averages 4 points a game. He's got 16 today.
They may have found something that they could use later on down the stretch of this season if you're Columbus North. He's played well today.
Save it for one if you can. Just get yourself out of this third quarter and reset.
Have the one-point lead, does Batesville. Lures with 18 seconds to go. Grunkemeyer holds and looks for Batesville to put something into action under 10. They're down to 6 now. Lures drives toward the basket, cross court, corner 3, got him. Bulldogs close out another quarter with a big 3. Both of those was from Gus Prickle. And they increase their lead to 4 as we head to the fourth. It's Bulldogs of Batesville, 44. The Bulldogs of Columbus North, 40. As we head to the fourth on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you by Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, J.C. Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Thanks to Gus Prickle's 3 to close out the third, the Bulldogs edge. Batesville edges Columbus North 15-13 in that quarter. It's a 44-40 lead for Batesville. Grunkemeyer on the far wing has it high above the head, trying to keep Ben Ferguson at bay. Gives it up to Lures. Lures gets it back, gets inside. Maple with the quick turnaround. And we haven't seen Maple featured inside that zone all evening, but that was a nice little changeup.
Well, what a good job there. And that's the second time Maple's been able to dump underneath that zone. He's got 3 points today.
46-40 for Batesville. Long continues his assault. Goes across the lane, picks up the dribble.
Got a timeout.
Must have sensed something going awry. We'll take a quick 30 seconds. Be right back. Batesville 46, Columbus North 40 on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars. We help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business. At Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell your cars, we help you buy them.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Got fourth quarter action here for you from the Dog Pound. Batesville leads Columbus North 46-40, and this broadcast being brought to you by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. Terrence Arney alongside Rob LaFerre, and Rob, Columbus North kind of stormed back into this ball game there in the second quarter. Bulldogs tried to right things in the third, and were able to best them by two. And as we start here in the fourth, Columbus North still alive and very viable to be a winner in this game.
Well, they got a chance here to compete and still go for the win. Batesville really aided by those two three-pointers late by Prickle in the third, and that's going to end up being the difference maker should Batesville be able to pull out this win.
Three balls shot from the wing for Columbus North's Judah Lewis. He hit one earlier. Lewis, just a freshman. It was a big shot that he made earlier. This one, though, won't go down. And so with 6:51 left in this ball game, Grunk's going to walk this one up the floor. Johnson down in the corner, thought about the three, but Maple makes a strong drive, tapped away. Prickle from the near corner, not online. Defensive rebound for North and an opportunity to close the lead. Dumps it down. Tried to go high-low from Long to Schaefer, and Schaefer has that one tapped away from him. Out of bounds. They'll bring it in from the baseline. So Caleb Ferguson was looking for Schaefer, and Grunk was ready. Tapped it away again. They'll reset. They'll go to the opposite side of the basket, but still from the baseline, but not before another Columbus North timeout. We will take one as well. Score remains the same, 46-40. Batesville on top on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
High school basketball on the Sports Voice, brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings. It's 46-40, Batesville with the lead, but Columbus North with the ball, tapped away by T. Lou. And Columbus North will retreat. Strong screen, got Lou off the ball. Shot is a miss. Johnson with the rebound, up ahead to Kaiser. Long caught up with him quick, almost a chase down block. And they're going to say that one hit the bottom of the backboard or behind the backboard. All the same, they're going to say it was out of bounds. There, Kaiser looked like he had an easy layup, and Long, Garen Long for Columbus North, tracked him down and able to block that from behind.
Batesville just about 32% from two-point range in this ballgame. They've had almost as many threes as they've had twos today.
Two-point basket missed. Rebound. Put it back up again. Another missed pickup. Couldn't get it to go down. And T. Lou going to race across the lane. Goes inside hard for the two. No good. Hard off the backboard. Back the other way. They go down on the baseline for Ferguson. Ferguson skips it across the lane looking for Long, and Long can't handle the pass. It's actually tapped away by Batesville. It's 5:16. No one scored yet. Corner three on the way. No good. Sam Johnson, the rebound.
I think if you're Batesville defensively, that's what you want. You
yes.
want Columbus North to be shooting outside because they have not been effective.
And now they've come out to try to get T. Lou. Send it over to Sam Johnson. Johnson back to Grunk. Grunk, with that big body, is going to be hard to try to get around him to try to tap one away if you're trying to steal.
Well, if you're Batesville offensively right now, you can start playing the game that you played against Ripley late in the fourth quarter
yes.
last Thursday. You can get the weave action on the outside and then bring that defense up. And Batesville did just that. They hit Kaiser on a dump. He gets hit. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is a spot now where offensively Batesville has the opportunity. If they play smart,
yes.
they can take complete control of this game as Kaiser misses the first free throw. Foul, by the way, was on Long. That's his third.
Well, with just 4:41, they're not too worried about that. He's going to stay on the floor along with his 6'4 brethren, Schaefer. Kaiser short arms that one. He misses both. And believe it or not, with 4.5 left to go, the score is still 46-40. Ferguson finds Long and block, but contact. So Long will have an opportunity to break up this no-no, if you would, as he'll go to the line to shoot two. And the Columbus North has been excellent from the free throw line this morning.
Second foul on Kaiser. Long right now is 16 points.
He's really came to play, and I'm telling you, I really feel like he's been able to show his head coach, show his squad, show Paul Ferguson what he can do. He might be a bigger part of their lineup going forward.
Hits both.
He's had a nice game. 46-42. Bulldogs able to get it in. The athletic Kaiser races across the floor, then races down.
Don't force anything.
Inside.
There you go.
And now with the circus layup, Kaiser able to get something to go, and you can almost see the expression on his face, Rob, as if he were saying, it's about time.
Yeah, that was a really good sidestep and a nice extra pass for Sam Johnson to dump that one to him. Foul's going to be on Schaefer. That is going to be his first. As physical as he has been today, first foul on Schaefer.
That's hard to believe. Completes the old-fashioned three-point play, does Kaiser. The winner of this one will play the winner of Pendleton Heights and Roncalli. They will play shortly after this game ends. But we've got another three from the freshman, Judah Lewis. Brings Columbus North within 4, 49-45. And Kaiser splits two defenders, but I'm not really sure what that shot attempt was. And another three. This one from Ferguson. And just like that, it's a one-point ball game. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well, and we come back for the conclusion of this one. Batesville 49, Columbus North 48 on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you this morning in part by Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, J.C. Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Terrence Arney alongside Rob LaFerry. And Rob, the Bulldogs of Batesville looked like they were about to go ahead and ice this thing, but once again, Columbus North says not so fast. Back-to-back three-pointers pull them within one. It's 49-48.
Well, that last three that was made by Ferguson is a killer because of the fact that Batesville had forced a shot underneath, which led to that made three.
Yes. Johnson's going to pass up the three, almost loses the ball, gathers, gets it back. And the one thing that Batesville hasn't done as an offensive foul is going to be called on Kaiser.
Don't think I agree with that.
Good sales job by the freshman, Lewis. Looked like he was in the NBA the way those arms were flailing backwards.
And Kaiser's forearm never extended the entire way.
Did not. But all the same, Columbus North gets the call and the ball with an opportunity to take the lead late in this game. They go inside to Schaefer, looking to dump it down for Long, but they cut that pass off. And Lewis goes back to Schaefer. Now up top, three ball on the way, way off. Bulldogs secure the rebound and a foul. Loose ball foul, or reach-in foul, rather, going to be called against Columbus North. That's just their third team foul in the period. So no shots just yet. Prickle across the timeline to Johnson. And one thing, Rob, I've noticed here in this game in terms of closing out, they haven't ran a lot of clock, Batesville. They've taken quick shots.
Well, and that's, again, that goes back to the fourth shot that Kaiser had, where you had a chance to come out here and weave it around, but Kaiser tried to take the lane instead.
Lewis tried to sell another one, and an ugly turnover as Gronk was looking for a cutting Gus Prickle, and Prickle couldn't handle it underneath. So 2:51, Batesville clinging to a one-point lead, but Columbus North with the ball and a chance to regain the lead. Had a brief lead in the second. Lewis, three, got it. The freshman, three strong three-pointers, and every single one of them timely. None more timely than that one to give Columbus North their largest lead of two.
And Columbus North has 5 points in the last minute off of two Batesville turnovers.
Lewis all over T. Lou, and that's going to cause Garrett to call a timeout. Didn't like what he was seeing there. We'll keep it right here and kind of reset things for you. Batesville had a 6-point lead, had boosted it all the way up to 7. And that's when Columbus North started doing work. Back-to-back threes brought them within one, and then another three from the freshman. Able to sink that three, and that gave or gives Columbus North the 2-point lead.
And we have not seen Lewis until that third quarter. Yeah. I mean, he is sitting over there on the bench. I guarantee probably someone that's going to have to play some JV minutes today, too, in that portion of the tournament, just a little bit for them. But for him to come in and step up the way he has, 6 3-point attempts for Columbus North here in the fourth quarter. They've hit now on three, and you've got your hot hand right now. This is a team that I told you a couple minutes ago, I think you're okay with them shooting threes, but I don't think you want Lewis wide open anymore.
Yeah, you can't allow him to get that straightaway shot. He's done some damage. Maybe only one bad shot from him from three-point range. The rest were all good. Bulldogs with the ball now, trying to regain the lead. They go look inside with a wraparound pass, and Gronk was double covered. So that's an easy pickoff. Ferguson has it, and now it's Columbus North looking to run clock, Ron.
They have a chance to do so because you've only got two up front right now with Batesville's 2-3 zone. They're not putting any pressure up there yet. They're keeping Gronk back. It's just a keep away right now for the Bulldogs. Columbus North, great job with ball movement.
And here comes Lewis. And he hits another one. The kid has gone unconscious here late, and he may have just done all he needed to bring his team all the way back. Prickle with the answer. Three from the opposite side of the floor. It's a 2-point ball game with 1:24 left. Batesville's going to let him walk it up the floor. Prickle now puts some pressure on Ferguson. Ferguson stays with it. They give it up.
Batesville's got two fouls to give, by the way.
And I would use every last one of them to kind of break this thing up. We're down to a minute. Lewis with a drive and the layup. No good. Lewis can only do it from three, apparently. Gronk now with the ball in the corner. Goes into Kaiser, and Kaiser butterfingers that one right as he gathered to shoot. They go to Long underneath. Long covered up, and he throws it away, but they're going to say he was fouled.
Nope.
No, he stepped on the line.
Yep.
Stepped on the line. Oh, my goodness. Would now be a good time for a timeout.
Well, yeah, here we go. 45 seconds to go in this ball game. Goodness. Columbus North, 54-52 over Batesville. This has become helter-skelter. You had Lewis, who had a chance possibly to ice it down with a layup.
Yes.
He can't get it to go down after he's made three threes to push Columbus North in front. Batesville's had another couple of turnovers. They have now five here in this fourth quarter, which has doomed them a little bit. But because everything is so helter-skelter and mashed up, both sides have made mistakes in the last few seconds. Here we stand, a 2-point game. Batesville's going to have the ball, a chance to tie it or take the lead. You definitely do not need a three right now if you're Batesville. See if you can go downhill. See if you can go down to Grunkemeyer and then be able to kick out and have someone else go. This is not a set right now for Batesville. You can do the one pass and a quick shot. You've got to be able to think this through.
Yeah, and we talked about it at the top of the show in the pregame about turnovers with this Batesville team. And through three quarters, Rob, they kept that number in check. But as you mentioned, these turnovers that have popped up late, just at the absolute worst times of the game. And these turnovers, quite honestly, self-inflicted, Rob.
They are, and it's by people that are old enough and have been in the system long enough. They should not be making those mistakes. You know, the butterfinger there on Kaiser should not happen. You know, trying to force a pass into Grunkemeyer should not happen. It's just little things like that, and if this goes the way of Columbus North, Aaron Garrett's going to have some nightmares thinking about those mistakes here late.
They get it into the front court with 35 seconds on the clock. Lures off of a screen. They tried to dump it inside again, another force. And they're going to foul Lewis.
And just, remember those careless mistakes I was just talking about?
Yeah, just again, tried to force it inside. And, you know, this Columbus team has been sound defensively all game long, really. And a quick timeout call from Columbus North to avoid the turnover there. It'll be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take 30 seconds, come back with the conclusion as Batesville now trails Columbus North by two, 54-52 with 27 seconds left on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We're back with the conclusion of Batesville versus Columbus North, brought to you by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings. It's a two-point ball game. Columbus North with the lead and the basketball. Looking to get this one inbounded, they do. Lewis dumps it down to Schaefer, and they are all over Schaefer with a quick foul. And maybe, Rob, they should have been doing this on that previous possession.
Foul's going to go against Maple. That'll be his first. Next foul means Columbus North will go to the free throw line. 23 seconds left.
Trying to get it in to Long. Long blocked. Loose ball. Maple up ahead. And he's fouled on his way up, and Maple will go to the line with an opportunity to tie this ball game up. Rob, this...
I'm not sure if down here for Columbus North, was that a shot? Was that a turnover? I just thought the ball went into the air. It bounced off the floor. That's all I saw.
Yeah, it was... there have been, on both teams, there have been some questionable shots down low. If you want to call them shots.
And some mistakes, too.
Maple's first free throw, good.
Now, don't go anywhere.
Maple.
And I got to say, what a crowd that's came in to watch this
one. Oh, yes. I think the JV over the auxiliary game has ended, and you've got misses the second. Rebound.
Batesville.
Bulldogs. Kaiser for three. Blocked. Oh, my goodness. This game could possibly end. Schaefer hasn't left his feet all game long, and he gets up to block Kaiser's three-point bid. He had time for two, but he's going to take the three, and it was blocked.
And he had two hands in his face. I'm not sure why Kaiser throws that one up. You had plenty of time there. You know, you could have maybe called a timeout. You had a chance to get by Schaefer and go downhill. These are two big free throws coming up.
Wow. Caleb Ferguson will step to the line and to attempt to put this away. It's a two-point game now.
Well, even if he does make it, Batesville can shoot a three here.
Yes.
And you've got Lewers and Prickle in. You've got your best shooters out there right now if you're Batesville. Now, if they miss it here, if I'm Aaron Garrett, I call a timeout.
Got to. They're going to call a timeout beforehand and make sure everybody knows what to do. So Garrett takes the timeout. Maybe an attempt to ice Ferguson just a little bit as it's 55-53. I think they're going for the three-point play regardless, Rob, whether he makes this shot or not. I think they're drawing up the play they want to run to give him a good look at a three with just under 10 seconds on the clock, 9.6 to be exact. Bulldogs had Batesville had everything they wanted on this previous sequence that they got the block. They got the loose ball. They sent it up ahead. Maple streaks down the floor for would be a game tying layup, but he is fouled. Goes to the free throw line, makes the first, missed the second, but lo and behold, Batesville gets the offensive rebound. They find Cade Kaiser on the wing, and his three-point attempt is blocked. Batesville then has the foul, putting Caleb Ferguson on the line. He has made the first free throw to give Columbus North the two-point lead.
Just FYI, Batesville in this fourth quarter right now is down two. Six turnovers this quarter, three missed free throws.
Ferguson, good.
Got a timeout if you need it.
They're going to advance it into the front court. Looking for a quick two and almost a turnover. Almost threw it away. 3 seconds. Prickle is going to have to get something off. And Garrett calls the timeout to give him an opportunity for a catch and shoot. And maybe that was a second too late on the timeout. I don't like to second guess coaches. But it's going to be difficult to get a good look with 1.7. And the would-be turnover.
Well, I will say this. Coach Garrett in his arsenal does have plenty where you can go here on the side and get yourself open for a three-pointer. Now the question is, who's going to be open to shoot it for you?
From this wing, I know he's going cold, but for my money, you tell me I got one last shot, I'm going with Sam Johnson.
My argument would be the fact that Prickles had three threes for you in the second half. Johnson has not scored in the second half.
So you're saying he's due?
He could be due.
I'm glad that we're up here and I don't have to make that call, right?
They are not easy calls to make at all.
But you've got options between.
Lewers is wide open right now.
They go to the backside. They kick it out. Three ball. Off the front of the rim, and it was Johnson's name that was called. You said it exactly right, Rob. Garrett had drew up the perfect play to get Sam Johnson open from a three from the opposite wing, and I'm not sure that Lewis didn't get a little bit of that ball. The freshman came in late to swipe at it. Johnson gets the shot off, and it hits the front side of the rim. No good. And Columbus North hangs on for the victory, 56-53. They will play for the championship later on this evening. Bulldogs will be relegated to the consolation game. That game will have it at 4 p.m. They will play the team that doesn't win between Pendleton Heights and Ron Colley. I couldn't say the loser. Just didn't sound right, Rob. But they'll play the team that doesn't win here in the second session. We'll send it back to the station, come back and tie a bow on this when Batesville falls to Columbus North 53-56. All this and more on Country 103.9, WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
This is the Post Game Show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
For you here in session number one of the Batesville Invitational, it's Columbus North victorious over Batesville 56-53. A wild last, let's call it, 3 minutes of that ball game. And Columbus North did everything they needed to do to secure a victory. Batesville did everything they needed to let a victory get away.
Yeah, they did. That's going to be one, I think, if you are Batesville, that is going to leave a real bad taste in your mouth. And considering how well this team played, and I know Columbus North has a different brand of basketball, but yep. You know, the fact they had two starters out, number one, that shows Columbus North had kids who can step up and play basketball. But, you know, to face an undermanned Columbus North team, to throw things away late the way that they did, it's disappointing. It's just a lot of things that when you look at it, if you're Aaron Garrett, you got to shake your head at, because they were mistakes that were self-inflicted and mistakes that were made by kids who, quite frankly, should not be making those mistakes at this point in the year. So you got to give a lot of credit to Columbus North. I mean, the fact that they come out, you bring a freshman off the bench who hits four threes in the second half. They hit four threes in the fourth quarter as a team. They did a lot of little things right today. We'll talk about that with the team stats here in just a little bit. But, you know, they fought, they clawed, they were physical. They did what they needed to do to get that win. Batesville, that's a big what if right there, and it's got to be a real disheartening feeling to know that was the result, and now you have to try and respond in a consolation game later today.
Yeah, it's, you know, I hear Coach Garrett and other coaches talk about every possession being important, and if nothing else, what he has now in his hip pocket is outstanding evidence to show his team just what he means by every possession being important. When you look down the stretch, I just, in my mind's eye, I can see about four or five possessions that just were not handled the right way, weren't handled as well as they could have been handled. And as you said, you know, you're looking at individuals on this ball club that have enough experience, enough basketball IQ to not fall prey to some of the loosey-goosey, for lack of a better term, play that we saw down the stretch.
Well, and, you know, these are high school kids. I get it. You know, we're not trying to harp and be harsh in these things, but you look at the six turnovers that Batesville had in the fourth quarter, all six of them came at very, very crucial points in the game. You know, little things like trying to force a pass on the baseline when you've got two kids who are 6'4" standing in front of you. You cannot make that bounce pass. Right. You can't let a ball, you know, if you're a guy who's a go-to player going inside, that ball can't be going off your fingertips and you let it trickle out of bounds. Just some errant passes, some things that they're going to look at on film and say, wow, we could have, you know, we could have prevented this. These are things that we should have been able to fix and have in tow. And, you know, if you do that, that ball game's not in question. It's Batesville, not by a lot,
yeah,
but it's by enough of a comfortable margin where you can go out and you can take time off the clock. And I will even go back to a point with 3 minutes left to go in the game. I thought there was a point, and that's when we saw Kaiser try and go down and get a layup, that was a perfect time for Batesville to start getting into an offense that takes time off the clock. They did not. What happens? It's a missed layup, and it translates to a three-pointer made by Columbus North on the other end. And that right there was kind of the spark plug,
yep,
the things going downhill for the Bulldogs in the last 2.5 minutes of the game. Like I said, it's disappointing, but you can't think about it too much right now because you're going to have, whether it's Pendleton Heights or Ron Colley, you're going to have a ball game against an opponent that would be worthy of a championship game, yep, even though it will not be.
Well, then this is what they wanted, right? This was the reason that the Bulldogs went out and kind of raised the level of competition for this tournament. They wanted to be tested. They had a test here in session number one. We'll see what happens when they play in the consolation game later on this afternoon. But what do you have in the way of statistics to summarize this game?
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the individual scoring for these two teams. First for Columbus North, they had three players in double figures, led by Garrett Long, 18 points. That is a season high for him. Caleb Ferguson has 16, and Judah Lewis, the freshman off the bench in the second half, 4 3-pointers for a total of 12 points. Nolan Pickup had 6 points for the Bulldogs, and Ben Ferguson had 2. For Batesville, they had 2 players, make it 3 players in double figures. Gus Prickle, Cade Kaiser, both with 13. Trenton Lewis with 10. They got 9 points from Sam Johnson, 4 points apiece from Braden Maple, and from Jack Grunkemeyer. From a team standpoint for Columbus North, they were 20 of 49 from the field, 13 of 31 from two-point range for 42%, 7 of 18 from three-point line for 39%, and underrated because of not many opportunities, Columbus North was 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Other team stats to note, 8 turnovers for Columbus North. They had 29 rebounds, 10 on the offensive end. And then these three numbers speak volumes for me for Columbus North. They had 9 points off of Batesville turnovers, 7 of those coming in the second half, 11 second chance points, and Columbus North finishes with 26 points in the paint. For Batesville, shooting-wise, they were 18 of 50. 10 of 30 from the two-point range for 30%, 8 of 20 from the three-point line for 40%, 9 of 14 from the free-throw line for 64%. Other team stats to note for the Bulldogs, they had 12 turnovers, 32 rebounds, 13 on the offensive end, but out of the 13 offensive rebounds, they only had 4 second-chance points. And then for Batesville, only 6 points off of turnovers, they had 16 points in the paint. Columbus North trailed 19-11 at the end of one, 29-27 at halftime. Batesville led at 44-40 after three, but it's Columbus North getting the win at 56-53.
So if nothing else, Coach Garrett and his staff, they've got a plethora of bullet points and coaching opportunities that they'll be able to go back to this team, that they'll be able to draw on at moments throughout the rest of this season. But for now, they'll be relegated to a consolation game. We'll have that for you. That game will start at 4 p.m. pregame, about 3:40 or so. And they'll be taking on the winner of the Pendleton Heights Arabians versus the Ron Colley Royals.
Both. Be a heck of a football matchup.
Yes, if we were talking football.
That would be a dynamite showdown.
No doubt. No doubt. Both of these squads. Yeah, of course, Ron Colley, I believe,
It's a semi-state opponent for East Central a couple of years running back, not this year, but a couple of years prior to.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to wrap my mind around. I knew they had been on that state stage. I just couldn't remember when and how far they made it. They're both teams are out on the floor right now for shoot around, getting ready to go for their contest. And again, we'll be back with you for the consolation game tip at 4 o'clock, pregame at about 3:40. And with that, that is pretty much going to do it for us here for this broadcast. Want to thank our sponsors just one last time for making this broadcast possible. And they are Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's, Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzweller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Also, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. So from all of us here at WRBI, including Brent Lee back at the station, Brent, thanks so much. My partner in crime beside me, Rob LaFerry. This is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to high school basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.